Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments in stinky sneaker fetish videos.
Oh, man. Yeah, my feet are usually really clean, but right now, my socks are all wet with sweat, and they kind of stink. Yeah. Oh, it feels good, man. That feels good. Oh my god, my socks are soaked. They're soaked. Here, smell. You want to smell them? Smell these Converse tennis shoes, dude. They kind of stink, man. Yeah, they stink. I love these old shoes, though. Old, dirty, beat-up Converse All-Stars. Gotta stretch my feet out, get this other shoe off. Oh, that feels good. Ah, yeah. Oh man, stretch my toes. They're soaking wet, dude. My socks are soaking wet. Had these shoes on for what, almost 11 hours, dude. Almost 11 hours, man. Here, stretch them out a little bit and let you smell them. You're like smelling sweaty toes. Here, sniff these socks. Boy, they kind of stink.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, June 18th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, dog shit pressed up against your face, plus little midget diapers and ripping off testicle flesh. All of this will show your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Cookie Puss Henson, this right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm sweet, like a creepy ice cream face. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yes, got a great program as we end the week with the big Friday edition. CB Walker is someone we've played many times on the show. He's a psychic and was the host of his very own public access show in New York, where I don't think he ever got a legitimate call, honestly. They were all pranks. Everyone was so mean to CB. He has retired from doing the show. So the clip I have was actually from about a year ago, but I don't think we ever played this. Take a listen to CB Walker.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry it had to go down like this. Y'all just persecuting me. I don't appreciate this here. I'm being persecuted here.
Now, unfortunately, this is where the clip starts, so I don't know what he's talking about. I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say that he got some prank calls that ruined his program.
I'm so sorry it had to go down like this. Mm-hmm. Y'all just persecuting me.
Persecute?
I don't appreciate
it. How does he say that? Persecuting me.
It had to go down like this. Y'all just persecuting me. I don't appreciate this here. I'm being persecuted here. It's Good Friday. Uh-huh. Finna be Easter. Ain't no accident that they persecuted me. They did it to Jesus. Uh-huh. But he kept on going, just like I'm gonna do. Uh-huh. See, Jesus could have said, Father. No. You didn't tell me about all these thorns and whips and shit. You didn't tell me about that cross. You didn't tell me about that. I'm about to hop on this here donkey, stepping on off, going down to Cleveland to get me some chili cheese fries. But Jesus didn't say that. He didn't say that. He did this here for me and you. So guess what? I'm going to keep on keeping on. You know why?
Did Jesus ride a donkey? I don't think so.
Jesus did.
A camel or something.
He did. Uh-huh. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I miss CB Walker. I need to get him on the program. I'm pretty sure he'd come on. Because a couple years ago, Corey got in touch with him. And that's how CB Walker became a good friend of the program.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Mr. Tim. I don't know if you go by Tim or Timothy. I'm going to say Tim Henson.
I go by Timmy Pooh now.
Y'all, I said Tim. I didn't say Jim Henson. Jim Henson done passed on. I said Tim Henson. Uh-huh. Of Distorted View. If you get a chance, y'all tune in. Uh-huh. Mr. Tim Henson. Happy birthday, my friend. I wish I could have done it last week. Uh-huh.
My birthday's coming up again. August 1st.
But your birthday came after the show. but I'm so glad I could do this for you here, listen here.
Uh-oh.
Well, see, the whistle don't work. We gonna pretend it said that. Listen. We gonna pretend it said the whistle here. Uh-huh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here. Uh-huh. It's a wonderful evening here. Another Friday night. We made it. Yes, we did.
I can listen to this all day.
Those of you who passed on, well, it's been wonderful. Uh-huh.
Well, what the fuck
y'all
is he
went
talking
to
about?
Y'all have a good time here. Had a good time up here. Why stop now? Y'all look here. I'm going to get off into this here show. Look, I got my hat on for you, Tim. I got everything. Look at him. Just for you, Tim. Happy birthday, my friend. Uh-huh.
He's so great. I wonder, you know, he's retired from doing his show, but I wonder if we could get him on the program, maybe do a live show with some readings, or have you guys call into the voicemail line with questions for CB. I don't know. I'm going to have to get in touch with him, because I just feel like CB needs to get out there again. Speaking of getting out there, I need you guys to help me out. I mentioned this very briefly a couple days ago on the show, but yeah, you guys remember the fag boy Rob Peters, the submissive slut fag. I don't know how he refers to himself, but it's like sissy boy fag. He's an old man that wears diapers, and he likes to be verbally abused. And apparently he's game for us, my listeners, to verbally abuse him and for us to dominate him. It's a weird experiment we're trying, but I need you guys to email me a voice file. You know, like an MP3 or WAV file, whatever. Just send it to me, and in that file, I want you to be verbally abusing or talking to Rob Peters. And then when I get a hold of him, I'll play these messages for him, and we'll see how he reacts. And one of you guys is going to win a $25 gift certificate to Amazon.com. So, you know, it just takes a couple. It doesn't have to be anything long. 30 seconds, it's fine, something like that. Just email me. Email me. show@distortedview.com. I'm going to also need your help with something else here. Let me explain. Most of you guys are familiar with Etsy. It's this website where if you're a crafty person, you can sell your shit online to idiots. You know, maybe you make doll clothing or bowling ball cozies. Just weird shit that people don't really need, but they'll purchase it because it's one of a kind. It's not some mass-produced Walmart crap. This is different crap. Crap you probably couldn't give away. Anyways, there's a feature on Etsy where you can request a specialized craft and someone will make it for you. You specify whatever you want. Say like you want, a welcome sign for your house with your last name on it. And you'll say, I would pay up to $50 for this. And then these people will bid on this project, right? So I think we need to come up with a ridiculous project for someone to come up. I'll put up the money for it. $50, $100, something like that. We'll make it worthwhile, but I really want it to be offensive and disgusting. I want the person who is going to work on this project to be conflicted. I could really use that $100. On the other hand, an abortion action figure just doesn't sit well with me, morally. See right there, that's a great idea. It's an action figure where when you punch it in the stomach, a fetus falls out. What gave me the idea was this posting on Etsy. The headline is Anus Puppet. I need a puppet made of an anus. Okay, you don't need the puppet made out of an anus. Like, that's not the raw material you're going to be using. Like, rectal lining or something. No, no. I think what they're saying is he needs a puppet in the shape, it's an anus puppet is what they're looking for. Similar to the vulva puppet attached. I'm also attaching a photo of a rectum. I'm a sexuality educator and would like to have an anus puppet to teach people about their bodies, sexual activity, and more. The materials, you can even list like how you want it made. Materials, up for discussion. How great would it be to create a Scott Taylor puppet? A hand puppet, you know, and with a dick. And you can stick his little puppet finger in his dick hole. Oh, that would be great. There's a lot of possibilities for crafts. So I need your help coming up with something good. Moving on, I've got a great clip here of a girl and a guy on cam having sex, right? She's kind of like a cam whore, I guess. And he's finger fucking her. Things seem to be progressing nicely. She's moaning. He's moaning. Apparently that finger feels really good in her twat. Then things abruptly go downhill. She runs away. She runs off cam into a different room, leaving the guy wondering what the hell he did wrong. What he's trying to say is, what the fuck did I do? Holy shit. What the fuck did I do?
What the fuck did I do?
It's pretty much... It's almost inaudible. But I definitely understood the what the fuck did I do? I think he's afraid that she feels like she'd been raped or something. Maybe. Like, he's afraid he's gonna get in trouble for this.
What the fuck?
I mean, she was obviously moaning and enjoying it.
I don't know
what the fuck. Interestingly enough, he eventually leaves. He admitted defeat. And then that's when the girl comes back and she just starts crying on camera. There's no audio, but you can visibly see her wailing. The sad thing is, you know there were at least a couple hundred guys jerking off to this as it was happening live. This is fucking hot! Got another great piece of audio here. This guy is on a boat. He manages to catch a baby shark, and he's holding it down, trying to tie it or something, and his finger gets a little too close to his mouth.
Hey, Chad. Yes? What you got going on, bud? Need help? Hey, no, I got him.
Oh, he's trying to get the hook out of its mouth. That's annoying.
Oh, shit. Messing up his eye, though.
Oh.
Fuck! Okay.
Let him go.
Okay, that's it. It's okay.
Holy shit!
Okay. Cut that motherfucker off there.
Oh, it's loose. You let it go, stupid idiot. After all that work and nearly a finger loss, you just throw it back in the water. Ugh, fail. 911, how can I help you?
It's my monkey! My monkey's tearing my friend's face off! He's killing her! You gotta bring a gun!
It's the monkey. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. She's dead. She's dead. He killed her. She's dead. All right. I love that 911 call so much. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Just did a bonus episode yesterday. Corey will be back this weekend with Bud Fudge Sunday. And, of course, a weekend show is on deck as well. So it's a great time to sign up. It's payday. It's only $5. Or if you go for the $50 yearly option, it's like getting 2 months free. Very economical. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from London. Joe Cooper might want to think twice the next time he's asked to participate in a bikini waxing fundraiser for charity. Yeah, it didn't end well for poor Joe. Cooper, 24, was left in agony. I like the sound of that. It does sound something like that. After an intimate beauty waxing event at a pub went a bit too far and he nearly lost a testicle.
Nuts! Nuts! Nuts!
Yes, Alexis K. Tyler, nuts.
Ball tapping. Ball tapping.
Ball tapping.
Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping.
Kind of fits. Any chance I get to play the ball tapping audio. Yes, Cooper, 24, was left in agony after an intimate beauty waxing event at a pub went a bit too far and he nearly lost a testicle. I'd never do it again. No fucking shit. You nearly lost a testicle? You'd be insane to say something like, you know what? I'd do it all over again. It was worth it. No. I'd never do it again. I wouldn't put any man through that pain, he told the British media on Wednesday. Cooper and 10 male friends had agreed to undergo the waxing on June 5th to raise cash for a local hospital. But all the others just had their chest waxed while Joe endured the male Brazilian. Onlookers placed bids to pull the strips off in the charity event. What a weird fucking event. I have a hard time believing that this was a hospital-sanctioned or endorsed charity drive. I can't believe the hospital signed off on this. All right, one of the strips stuck to a very sensitive spot, probably the taint, and an over-energetic tug by one of his friends tore off 6 of his 7 layers of skin. Ooh. Pub manager Josh Adcock told the UK Daily Mail, "Joe's a bit of a clown. He likes to do things like that. People were bidding quite a lot to have a rip. I was laughing, but I did feel quite sorry for him, especially as we had a disco later on and he couldn't walk." His friends are complete idiots. Cooper wound up at the hospital. "You can imagine how much everyone was laughing at me. It was ironic. I was meant to be helping them, and they ended up helping me. They told me if any more skin had come off, that would have been it. I was very lucky, really," he was quoted as saying. Cooper, who has so far helped to raise about $4,400 for the children's ward, added, "I just hope people will sponsor me more now, because I'm still hurting." Playing the sympathy card. Nice. None of the guys featured in the story seem particularly bright, but their heart was in the right place. Unfortunately, 6 of the 7 layers of his testicle skin were also in the right place. Second story we have for you today, I guess technically could be considered a Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition Tonight piece. However, Gary Coleman ceased being a celebrity with the fucking Reagan administration, so we'll just call it a regular news story. For someone who was once a world-famous beloved television midget, Gary Coleman's home in Utah was far from a lap of luxury. The actor spent his final days in squalid conditions, I'm interested, in his $350,000 residence that was littered with rubbish and bloodstains in the kitchen. Aw, he finally became a woman. Controversy surrounds the Different Strokes actor's death from a brain hemorrhage at the age of 42 on May 28th. A war has been raging between Gary's ex-wife, with whom he was still living with, Shannon Price, and his estranged parents, who have been arguing over his will and funeral arrangements. But now, photos have emerged which have added even more scandal to the weeks leading up to Gary's death and the mystery surrounding it. The 3-story home was trash, with the bed covered in items such as adult diapers, dirty laundry. What the fuck were these two into? Adult diapers, dirty laundry, broken light bulbs, and peanut butter. Kinky! Remember, whenever Gary Coleman was interviewed, up until the point where when he got married, he always said that he was a virgin, right? And even after he got married, he didn't really want to talk about, you know, sex, and he kind of shied away from that. It was all an act. He was into completely weird shit. Further pictures showed what appeared to be a whip and 2 artificial Christmas trees in the living room, still decorated, despite the photos being taken in May. Gary and Shannon hardly had any furniture. Every dime that Gary made was spent on either medical bills or model trains. Gary's passion. Shannon, 24, married Gary 2 years ago. They had become separated in the past year, but continued to live together. She came under fire last week for reportedly attempting to sell photographs of Gary's dead body as he lay in the hospital. What a bitch. A stupid bitch. You don't try to sell those pictures yourself. You get a middleman to do it. You stupid, ugly ginger. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Massachusetts, a Jamaica plane man.
Happy to know that Timmy Boo. Know where he is, huh? Don't worry, let's be happy, you know?
No, not Jamaica, Jamaica. It's Jamaica plane. A Jamaica plane man was arrested after allegedly shoving a bag of dog shit into a Brookline police officer's face. On June 11th, police arrested David Maurer, 59, and charged him with assault and battery on a police officer. According to police reports, while monitoring Lars Anderson Park, animal control officer Pierre Verrier saw Maurer walking his dog. Maurer's dog allegedly defecated on the grass, and Maurer did not pick up after it. Verrier reportedly approached Maurer and told him that he needed to pick up after his pet. Maurer told the officer he would, but several minutes later, Maurer allegedly left the park without doing so. Verrier followed Maurer to his Jamaica plane home, got out of his car, and told Maurer he would be issuing a citation because Maurer did not pick up the poop. A short time later, according to the reports, Barrier was waiting at a red light close to the Brookline town. A black car pulled up next to the officer, and a man got out of the vehicle and began banging on the officer's window. According to the officer, it was Maurer, and he was holding a bag of dog shit. Barrier rolled down his window and asked Maurer what was wrong, at which point Maurer began screaming, "You see, I picked up after my dog," and threatened to sue the whole Brookline Police Department. Maurer allegedly began shoving the bag into the officer's face, at which point it made contact with the officer's left cheek. Maurer denied making contact with the officer's cheek and said he was just showing him that he had picked up after his dog. Maurer was arrested and charged with assault and battery on a police officer and assault with a dangerous weapon, that being dog poop. He was banned from all parks in Brookline. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, just want to let you know I'm about to go on a 6-hour red eye to New York, and I'm going to be listening to the 10-plus days of your show that I missed due to not having a computer.
Oh, nice.
And I'll tell you how that goes, and if people yell at me for laughing my fucking ass off on the plane. And, yeah. Oh, and, train wreck me. Just go ahead. Just train wreck me.
No, that's okay. You got at least one point across before
Tim,
you...
Tim, Sideshow member, just wanted to say I can't wait for your fucking piece of shit dad to die. The whole time he was in intensive care, I was sitting there waiting with bated breath, just hoping to hell that he would have a painful death so you could fucking sit there and watch it. Every day, I can't wait for him to fucking pass away, so... hopefully you'll kill yourself because you're a piece of shit, and if you don't, maybe I'll have the chance to do that for you. Anyways, I hope you die soon, you faggot.
All right, thank you for the call, and if anyone would like his phone number, just email me, and I will be happy to send that along to you.
Hey, Tim, this is Rachel from Kansas, and you were talking about wanting a sacrificial person to fuck.
It's 503-283. I'll give you the last four numbers when you email me. All right.
Oh, hey. What? TJ Boo Henson. Get him, Steve Dave here.
Hello.
You know, Tim, I was just putting on my car listening to the show, and I saw the Doomocracy bottles I got, and I just thought I'd weigh in. While I think distortion, I'm not really a fan of it. It tastes like those old lime ice cream pops. I think it's a toss up between Quad Out and Typhoon.
Quad,
I
man.
Like Typhoon because it's that sweet taste, and I do like that, but Quad Out seems to have that, like,
yeah, I liked Whiteout as well. I didn't like the red one. I think that was Typhoon. I liked Distortion okay. It was all right.
Hey, Tim. This is Rachel from Kansas.
Yes.
And you were talking about wanting a sacrificial person to fuck. And my friend, Renee Tobin, has wanted to fuck you for a very, very long time.
All right,
so
let's
I offer
do it.
Her as the sacrificial person that you are allowed to fuck as much as you want.
All right.
Okay. Love
Picks,
me.
Please. Specifically nudes. Thank you.
Open your eyes, I see. Your eyes are open. Wear no disguise.
Hey, everyone calling in with erasure. Great.
Hey, Jim, this is the fucktard teacher on vacation.
Yes, called in yesterday.
Just wanted to point one thing out. You probably know, but maybe your viewers don't know about that story with the... lady from the UK who had the cock chocolates. Anne Summers is basically the United Kingdom's equivalent to our Adam and Eve.
Oh.
And, I got a question for you, Tim. I know that you can use the coupon code FREAK, but I know that there's some other podcasts like the Sick and Wrong podcast that also has a coupon code. Just out of curiosity, is Adam and Eve able to tell you, give you information on which coupon code is being used more often? It's kind of a, you can kind of see, people are using Freak or some other code from a different podcast and kind of gauge.
I've been in contact with the Adam and Eve people. I will say this, they're very happy with you guys, and they're blown away, actually, by... how well the promotion is going.
I don't have internet connection right now because I'm living in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And RCN around here fucking sucks. But I'm calling because I wanted to ask you if you were familiar with the Jewish practice of a bris.
A bris?
If you are
circumcision,
it is a ceremony in which a newly born male baby gets circumcised in front of all of his parents, friends, and family. And then we have a big
celebration,
and everybody, you know, gets drunk and eats delicious foods because of this beautiful baby mutilation. So I was just at one of these, and I thought I would give you a call, let you know about it. It was as awful as it sounds, and it was horrifying and horrific to hear this baby screeching after
Should have recorded that. It would be good audio. If anyone's going to be, if any of you Jews out there, I'll get you, go to a bris, please, you know, record the audio of the baby wailing.
Vegeta, what is the scar here? What is scar level?
It's over 9,000! Right, okay.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Member Spider here.
Yeah, yes.
You don't have any, links. I'm kind of stoned right now. For when you talk about the U-tards, you say Raymond 14, and I tried looking it up and I couldn't find them.
It's R-E-Y-M-O-N. It's not not Raymond. It's Raymond. R-E-Y-M-O-N 14. That's why.
Hey, Tim, it's civil disarrest. There's two things I want to talk about. Very fast.
Sure.
One, what the fuck is with your voicemails? With the retarded brother of the scat man going beep, beep, rap, beep. And what the fuck is with Schmitty?
I don't know.
That's all that is with that.
I have no answer
also, I sent you a shitload of porn, man. Like, just search up Civil Disrest and you should emails with
some
just,
of
like,
it is fun. Not good for the show, and some of it I've already played before. And that's why. If I don't play it on the program, there's a reason for it. Believe me, I'm always looking for stuff to play, and so I review every piece that comes into my email box. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Okay.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Really do appreciate it. I've got more for you. If you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Black woman stole my fiance. He stole my prejudice.